Thank you so much. And the microphone cable is short. If I can get a wireless in between, it would be nice. I can also talk louder after if it doesn't work. Excuse me? That would be very nice. Well, while we are transforming the presentation into something else, I would like to make it a little interactive to learn what is your level of knowledge and what's your interest on mate or this hacking or forest saving. And for that, I will propose a short binary question and answers so that afterwards you have more questions from your side and answer from my side. Now I'll do a couple of questions just to check your interest. The question was all written in the presentation. I have to remind that the next one is, who is interested in the legalization process of autonomous farmers?
Yes. Yeah.
And as I don't have the presentation, the last question is, who would like to see the myth of the legend of Mate?
Yes.
Okay, this is just to take over the time then, but I'm ready for it, while the computer doesn't come. It's like this, I used to dance Buto before. And I got into Mate, first times with friends, going to the forest with computers, making music for the trees, and cutting to make Mate. And I learned something from that, and I researched the myth, and we did a theater about Mate. And after I went into developing new things, you'll see later. But the history of Mate is very interesting, because it comes from an area where there is not the concept of property. Those indigenous tribes, they get the food, they work, and they bring it to a prayer house, where everybody goes to collect the food. Doesn't matter if you work or not, everybody has the access to the source. And that place is where the mate comes from, where they share the material there, they share the immaterial, and the mate circulates around the fire to share the knowledge. They don't have a school, university, they didn't have computers. So the mate was the instrument to focus and share the information around the fire. But how did the mate come from? The tribes used to be nomads. They would walk side to side, harvest here, take food from there, and have to walk further always. And when a man gets old, it says a tradition that this man does not hold the tribe. He say, go further. You have to go. I'm here to die in the forest. That forest that he saw growing throughout his life, it stays there. And as some little trees come very slow, it takes a long time to grow up. A man also goes very fast and he sees to death. And this man was there, alone in the forest, and his daughter said, I would like to stay with you, I don't want to be alone, father. And he said, you should go to the people, don't stay here. And she stand, and then comes a man in the forest and said, I see what you do, and ask the daughter, what do you want? And she said, I want nothing, but ask my father. And then the man asked the father, what do you want? I want that my daughter can come back to the tribe.
Excuse me, that's not my...
So?
No, that's her recording. It's
are you here?
She's recording.
Possible?
No.
I go to try louder.
Yeah.
So, this man, supposed to be a son of God, the Tupa, the sun god, came and teach to make a special drink from leaves from the forest. And this old man took it and it's kind of rejuvenated him. He drank more and more and got power and could walk back to the tribe with his daughter. And then people ask, what's happened to you? How can you be walking like this? What's going on? And he to finish isolation, rejuvenate it, and make you connect back to your people. Very depth in the source of Mate says it's finishing. Solitude, you connect to people. And that's a wonderful thing that we have, even in, like Blue Mountain, the same spirit coming out that we, people sharing information, hacking for contribution for a more common society are also using it. And I hope I have a presentation to show. And
we're working on it.
If not, then I can improvise as well. I bought a t-shirt now, that was a performance. This t-shirt has a history. I went to the forest with this t-shirt when Cook Map sponsored first time for us to start the permaculture project. And I have some slides on it, and in case it doesn't work, we have the MetaMath Club downstairs, where I and Jonathan, he's from Project Mati from Florida, come up the whole way here to help me on that. And we can go deep and tell what we have done. It's 5 years working now, and the curious thing is that near where we started permaculture, there was 300 hectares of land being sold, monoculture, and a piece of 12 hectares of forest. And we could say, don't sell the forest together. We know the people around. They could work on it. So the owner said, it's okay, because all these people who are around, there is a little village of 20 houses, used to be employees from his father. And his father took all those people, put together and created a village. Sold the land, and this village has no land, no education, no future, no prosperity. They are just there isolated. But there's a forest on the side. So the son of the owner said, use it. He heard about our hacker space ideas, how to create technology, how to develop. And that's the scope of this talk, to present you this forest, what's there, what are the people, and what are the needs we have. But I have a...
We're working on.
I was planning to show you the story of the land grabbing. It's good when you like what you do, you know? I drink it every day. It feels good. But about t-shirt. I was there with those farmers, and walk in the forest, it's not a monoculture, you go and harvest. You have to find the trees one day before, go there, plant, cut, carry out of the forest. And one elder man, the young people don't want to work, unfortunately, much in alcohol. That's a problem of the new social government in Brazil that gives a kind of a base income for everybody who has children. So the people who have no education, no perspective, isolated, they get this base income. In a village with 20 houses, there's 5 bars. Pure alcohol is really destroying. So the young people have not very much the interest, so we got like 56-year-old men, a group to harvest. And one of the men cut his finger in the forest. And that's the piece of his t-shirt. And gladly, I was very surprised. He just took it, tied his finger, and went back to work. If it was me, I would say, please bring him to the hospital. It was like really open, and these people are so much in the hard work, and knowing how the life in the forest is not easy. As the presentation is not going on, I will tell you about the history of Brazil land grabbing. 1970s, big Brazil, a project for the government. The poster was a tractor going over a tree. Make unusable land and useful land. Soya bean production, cattle. And that's this beginning of the rainforest, the fast deforestation. With that time comes the soy, and after comes ethanol for making also energy. And nowadays, eucalyptus, big problem, like we have a kind of desert of green coming in the landscape. Big trees that sucks all the water and make a desert. And the people are isolated in the middle of it. They don't get food anymore because there's only monocultures. And it's now going to a good example. The people who harvest coffee, the people who harvest cacao to make chocolate, the people that normally harvest mate from monoculture do not get the food from it. Because they collect the raw materials, they lead to industry that send to urban centers or to abroad. The autonomous production of food is broken. And in the end of 2000, everybody working to produce food. If it's a monoculture, eucalyptus, by 1,000 hectares, you need 1.5 men. It comes with a machine. Every 4 years, 5 years, they cut the trees. So you have one job per 1,000 hectares. If you have an agriculture-based production, you need 360 people for the same area where you're working. And you get a much more diverse output, and you feed the locals as well. And this is a way that we try in this project now to create a source, a common usage of forest, and produce food for the locals, but also the high quality mass that you like to have. And that's what connects the history there. I will do something now with a break. Who has already a question?
So how did mate become a thing outside of Brazil?
Well,
very good question.
How Matic came outside of Brazil? First, it was the Jesuits that arrived there, and they were surprised in south of Brazil that they found an indigenous tribe that were healthy and welcoming them. And the northeast of Brazil, they were cannibals. The first group that stopped a boat there was eaten 1 week later. It was like finished. And in the south, they arrived, and there was these people drinking tea and smiling, invited them to sit together. So it was the first connection, and they heard this story. Oh, that's a present from God. And there was the Jesuits there teaching. I don't want to go into religions here, I don't know, but teaching like this is the present from their God, Tupan. That means for the Jesuits, the devil. So the first name was the devil herb. And the people were forbidden to drink that. Otherwise, they could not go into the church. They would be excommunicated from the Pope, was the threat. What happened? The indigenous people didn't stop to drink mate. They would not go to the church. And the ones who stopped started to enjoy more the alcohol that was already there. So it was a social problem. They stopped with the mate, and they got a lot of drunk people. And that time, the shaman there saw the problem and said, there is something bad on the mate, really. That's why we spit over the left shoulder the devil. And the church liked it. They have a little devil on the left shoulder. So I said, okay, we spit the devil out. But then the truth, it was not the Tupan God. It was Jesus who was reborn in the forest and teach you how to make it. And the name changed from devil herb to the Jesuit tea and started to be exported to Europe through the church. And that went 100 years on, the indigenous carrying, transporting, because they didn't have money to contribute to the church. So they would pay with the mate to the church. And that's how it got out first time. The second big wave was by 1906, where Argentina made the first monoculture. 80% of the mate forests are in Brazil. 90% of the mate that you drink comes from Argentina. It was a top-down program that they made in 1906 plant. And 1916, Argentina from importer became the highest export in the world. Fully monoculture, 80% of the factories belong for three families. It's like a top-down implementation with advertising outside. Then, we are the producer, this is the new drink, and that's how mate then come a new wave out. And that makes also, I'll take the flow to say, that makes the problem in Brazil with the small families that always harvest for the forest, for own consume and for the neighbors. They had a problem then, because Brazil won't take part on this. So more from the 60s, 70s, they were obliging Brazilian companies either to grow or to stop. And in this process, it was created the norms for the industry. So to produce mate nowadays in Brazil is just like you produce meat. You have to have metal plates, you have to wash everything every day. Like mate doesn't use water in the production. But anyway, the same regulation is applied to produce mate than in other food. So to produce autonomous mate is not forbidden. You can make it, but you cannot sell. To sell it, you have to have a kind of hygiene approval from the government. And they do not have standards for autonomous production. And that's one part of our work. We have association in Brazil, one association in Germany, trying to do the lobby work and create the laws to allow it. And if it doesn't work, there is a mate already designed. It's a mate with the mask of Guy Fawkes, the green mask, and you sell it as bricks, as soap, whatever. You just don't drink it, and that's the little economical hack that's red if you don't get it approved. Because the idea that we have in Brazil, we have several small families. There are 14 families only still doing autonomous mate production. Four of them will work, and we can spread to the other and create new of them. So if you get one family legalized, what we are working on, the others can also, and we want to create a decentralized production of mate in small quantities, high quality, and then you have lots of beauties like biodiversity that can give you more theobromine, what makes you happy on mate, and it's not in coffee, not in tea. We can have more antioxidants. We have done 3 years of research in the Beuth University in Berlin, checking what's the difference between a monoculture, where you have only one plant, and a forest, you have 30 kinds of mate. So you can really find a different taste, different effects for the health. And for that, we have to have a georeferential identification of species. We have done already some, and have developed new ways of harvesting and drying. And thanks for the question. One more question before the presentation starts. I don't see anything.
Just since we have some time, just so there's some background. What are the effects of mate? What is it used for? And Why is it something that has become kind of a phenomenon?
I will let my friend here from the U.S. speak then. Has opportunity. Hello, Jonathan.
So yerba mate, what it has is antioxidant properties that are greater than green teas, three times greater. There's 24 essential vitamins and minerals that occur in this one plant. You'll get trace components of all your B vitamins, vitamin A, C, and E, calcium, magnesium, potassium, niacin, zinc, even iron is present in the plant. You also get the three alkaloids, caffeine being one of them. It's about half the caffeine of coffee, but it also has theobromine, which is present in raw cacao, what chocolate is made from. It's the alkaloid that actually stimulates your mood. It actually makes you feel happy. So you'll have a positive feeling from it. You also get theophylline, which is a mild muscle relaxer that offsets all the jittery components of coffee's caffeine. So it's a delicious drink, and it actually makes you feel happy.
Maybe to do, thanks, Jonathan, to add on, he explained what is there, but how it happens. We have a space in Berlin called the Meta Mate Bar, which is a bar, but it's also used to be the Hedy Lamarr crew from the Pirate Party Berlin in our cellar. The EHSM, Extreme Hardware and Software Meeting, used to meet the Orga, always in our cellar. And so there is many hacker community that come to us and they work there as a community space. And what we learned to see that the difference, if you take a coffee, you do something. It's like extremely, take a shot, espresso, and do something. If you get people to drink mate, it's about finding similarities, find what you have in common. It's a kind of team building, creating positive ideas, because the theobromine gives a positive mood. And the ritual of sharing creates trust. So you trust the people, you are sharing, have a good time, you have common ideas. And that's a different level than to then drinking the coffee. Now I have some beautiful shards. Can you go the very first one? No, the third one then. I will not present myself. One thing, don't judge the book by its cover. We are Mate Hackers, not an ad agency, so I'm sorry for the presentation. I'm really worried about the content. So that's a Mate tree, what I said in the beginning. If you can click, Jonathan, now I'll just talk then. That's a monoculture. That's something that you see a lot in Brazil now. This is not my small daughter, that she's also there, she's beautiful, but a soya monoculture. And that's what you see there, monoculture. And as the holy mate tree is holy for them and it's useful, they don't cut it, they cut the whole forest. So many mate that comes out is mate harvest from the middle of monocultures of soya, full pesticide. It's really, and that's a picture that shows an araucaria, a very special tree that makes the roof of the forest, and you'll come to that later, because you need the mate. A big difference between monoculture and forest is that in the forest, it's in the shade of bigger trees. So whatever mate you have tried, mostly from Argentina, they will come from monoculture where the trees are under the sun. It's fully bitter. If you get the mate from the forest while the harvest, it will not be bitter because the tree is under the shade. The sun is a stress that makes it react. So it's a fully different quality. Not only that, it's one species, it's the treatment of the plant. This is just the questions from the beginning. We can go further. I just stop there. Premium Collective, it's a company that started in Germany 13 years ago, and they are doing 1 million bottles a year, and they don't have employees, don't have offices, full swarm intelligence. They have some economical hacks like anti-quantity discount. The biggest a company is, the more they buy, the higher the unit price. They want to really change how economy works. They work in really a different way. We have a full presentation about them. And I give one example that we are very happy and proud. We explain the situation of the mate, and they decide we do a mate. And we offer to them, our mate costs 13 euros the kilo for a reseller, 23 to the end consumer. And they said, we want 100 kilos to make a lemonade. Say, okay, 100 kilos, 1,300 euros. They say, no, 2,300. Normal price, please. And they pay full price, not discount, and they never put in their website. No advertising. So it's a full, and they have a request for US, Japan, Austria, for all over. They don't deliver more than 400 kilometers far away from their production. So there's economic hacking. And that's, they have helped Elite Mate, Flora Power, many mate producers, they help to start, and then they say, thanks, go ahead, go your way. They just share the knowledge. And by the way, they borrowed me the money to pay the flight to come here. So it's a kind of just saying thanks for them. And everything started for that guy in the bathtub, Uwe Lubbermann. He was drinking his favorite cola and notes the taste changed. What's that? It's not so strong anymore. So he found out that someone bought the company and changed the recipe and didn't tell the consumers about it. He was pissed off. And in short, he went to friends, gun pistols of water, and kidnapped executive with the press, saying, we want our cola back. And they didn't want to do. So he created his own cola and found out the old recipe and put it on the market. And now it's a fully different approach to drink. And there's lots of this kind of approach going on. And Club Mate is also a very respectful company doing this kind of thing. You don't see a Club Mate advertising in Germany. It's fully like, it's the product. They even say something else, like you get used to it. And it's and I went there and I asked, I want to start a permaculture project. I need the money for the first flights, contact with universities. They gave me the first money. You cannot read in the website from Club Mate about it. So it's a kind of a, let's do the thing and not try to convince people that we are good. That's very strong in the former communist Germany, and I think it's a beautiful spirit, like we say, colored, how do you say the sentence? Gold-colored shit is still shit. And that's what I like. I'm a marketing person, so I like very much to refrain from these advertising strategies. We can go further in the questions because we'll come lots of slides. That I told you the myth already, let's go further. We just click the slides and I'll stop when it's important. Hacker Browser. There's a book from Jens Olig, next chart. He was the guy that in the Chaos Computer Club made the seminar presentation, how to start a hackerspace, where one of the things that he says, buy a pallet of Club Mate and amazing things will happen. And this guy also said, have a freezer for pizza, but show nerds how to cook real food. And I think that's a very nice part. There's a project called Hacking with Care from Jeremy. If people know from Le Quadrature de Net, he started something just massage, food, good experience for hackers to get out the stress and get you a nice life. Land grabbing, let's go. That's where Mate comes from, and it's the blue area. Interesting, is one of the few things in the global world that didn't migrate. You have potatoes all over, tomato all over. Mate only grows there where it still is. I doubt the Chinese didn't get it, but I haven't seen. There's no mate come from outside of this area up to now. That I told you the story how the forest became a monoculture, especially for soy, that to feed the cattle here, mostly. Monoculture, let's just be clicking. Now I'd like to tell a little bit more. I take a mate.
You want to start there?
What?
I will drink a mate. Yeah?
No.
Okay, stop. Go back, I'll talk. I just have a dry mouth. So in the beginning, it was agroforest old growth that were exchanged between them and feeding themselves, but also sending mate into urban settlements. Like even down to Buenos Aires, to all over the world, these people would produce, eat, and send. Then came the new way, that is monoculture, feeds the industry, agroforestal systems, feed the industry, old growth feeds the industry. Next chart. So that system runs, and what we are trying with our camouflage resistance is that old growth is used to feed down people. We pack in an industry, vacuum pack to preserve, and ship to urban settlement. By that, we give the autonomy for these people here. It's sustainable because they care of their own forest. If you go and harvest the forest for someone else, there's nothing left. People go and they cut the trees just because it's easier. They're paid for kilos. So there's no care for the forest. If you care for your own forest, it's different. Higher income, they decide the price, not the industry. You have much better input-output for the nature. Ah, that should welcome back. That was the first chart. That one I did myself. So it's also I did. So this is the system, how it goes. Then the next part, we have autonomous permaculture now. We are planting the needs, and we plant in the wood to dry the mate also with different tastes. Then goes to the industry, and the first thing went to Berlin. We did a mate beer under CC license. We did a mate chocolate. Let's go slowly. Vapor cups, cosmetics, everything on mate. And like in Czechia, they ate three kinds of mate beer. They do the straws. This is now Delray Beach, Florida. I just came from there. We found out the city is famous for pineapple. So they are into a project to make an alcohol-free pineapple mate beer. And the very nice thing, when you do those developments, we put a CSA license. All the mate beer that we see, you go to our site and see all the license. And what happened with that? In Brazil now, there is 10 different kinds of mate beer having there. There is courses how to make your own beer where the mate is produced. And these people there in Brazil, they never saw a bottle of Club Mate. They never have one soft drink with mate. All that they know is Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola. So it's a kind of, but this concept of creating the way of using, you give it back, you make it circulate. And that's what the backbone, what we want with the Mate Hacking Space, to bring back to these people possibility for economical prosperity and to take care of the forest. When said, I don't know, but Anheuser Busch, a big beer company from the US, launched a Mate beer in Brazil. And that's something for us to learn. We give all the information for free, Creative Commons, and I still have unemployed money. It might change in the future, but it's something to see. Yeah, it's nothing wrong to get money, but it's like just to share the information, something that's getting in my mind. How can it be we share everything and then come a mass one and just get the things done? It's subject to talk downstairs in the Metamatic Club if someone has ideas to help in this direction. Next chart. You're good on time. Okay, what we do in Brazil, I go to the press, to radio, go here and there and talk about the farmers. This boy, he is four generations doing mate. He has slept in the house where mate is dried as his father and grandfather. And he's still doing, and he came back from the city to work with his parents. So it's kind of trying to tell, the people are proud about this work. They do a very traditional thing, but doesn't exist anymore. Let's go further. What we do? This is the Mate Association in Brazil with the farmers and the people who support from there. This I go to agriculture schools there to talk about it, and then you see the real mate hackers there with their computer hanging through the trees and playing there and drinking their mate. And it jumped one chart there, unfortunately. I think the conversion was wrong, but there was the association in Germany as well. But let's go further. We took 30 samples of mate and brought it to a university in 2011. So you have a first thing, what people get from each kind of quality of mate. We took the drinks also the Club Mate, and see, and the other ones, what they want for a taste, what people recognize from it, try to learn what people know and kind of come back. And we find out from artisanal mate to industrial, manufacturer, what people want to drink or want not. And the most nice thing, the stuff that makes you happy, I'm sorry for the presentation that this got messed up, is studies on theobromine. We found that big leaves of mate has up to 80-100% more theobromine than the not ones, the small ones. Because the whole monoculture is only one species. So we got in the forest species that have 80% more of theobromine than the others. People say that mate makes cancer. We ask a student from Germany to make a master study on it. She went to Brazil, collect all the kinds of samples, try to research university, both in Germany and in Brazil. No university wants to let her go into the labs because cancer is such a serious thing that the professor didn't want to allow it. We made a crowdfunding to pay private lab, and she went there, and there is a report, like an independent report about it. So this kind of activities that we do to try to clarify for us and to the consumer what's behind the mate. That's the thing on the theobromine. You see this green one here? This is the big leaves, much higher than the average. The last three blue ones are not mate, but it's a kind of a referential chemicals that they use. This is my elder son holding a mate tree last harvest 2 months ago in Brazil. And that's what you have a chance to try downstairs. 2 months old mate harvest from the forest. We have done a chart that's also downstairs, all kinds of mate and what it offers. So you can go really and see the details on it. That mate is not mate, there's a real difference. I'm talking about the plant, not about the Club Mate. What we learn now is bio and fair trade means not so much. Especially the fair trade, if you are an independent farmer, you cannot be fair trade. You have to have a salary from someone else. and you see the experience in cacao and in coffee in Colombia, after 20 years of fair trade, they have 10% higher wage. They're still in the misery age. So the question of being autonomous is a fully different approach to them. Can go further. And we created that label, Fair Trust, then. We put in the labels, and other friends also are using it. So we just say Fair Trust. Go in our website. And if you go to the Metamate, you can see the harvest, and you go to the georeferential etch harvest where it was taken. With the Google Earth, you can see exactly where it comes. And you have the telephone of the farmer and the price you pay for them. And this way, we're not fair trade certified. We just give it all information. Wild versus monoculture. Just to understand this chart, top left is a forest, old growth. Top right is a monoculture. And there are several stages in between. And the forest, you have different levels, height, genetical differences between them, small rooms, and much more network between the trees. You can jump this one. So forest, you have more diversity, more network, can go much more resilience. The energy that you need to maintain a monoculture is much higher. You need more care also, personal care there, than in the forest if permaculture. CO2 emission is much higher to maintain a monoculture than to have a permaculture. The problems with the permaculture is that it has to be carefully designed. And even being careful, the design is learning by error. We planted 2,000 mate trees, and more than half died because they didn't know how to take care properly in the beginning. So there is, and you need people there. But we are in the process. Even being careful plan doesn't mean it's a success with trees. It takes time to grow a forest. The plan and the execution, that is some examples. Now I hope come some pictures. Let's stop in this chart to just show what is here. I have many pictures of it. If one wants to come downstairs, can see the execution. But top left there is old growth. And where you see the two small logos there, Club Mate and Metamate, is like a U inside of the forest. And that's what we blocked. We plant big trees around the Araucaria and put the mate inside. And you need those farmers that live nearby to see which food they want. Because these families of farmers, that family of farmers, they all work for big owners of monoculture. So they don't produce real food properly for them. Maybe some corn for their cows, but nothing else. They have to go to the city to get food. So the idea is to make more a community, mate, permaculture, where they can have everything to produce mate. There are all people in those houses here that used to produce mate. They didn't have the knowledge. I was in this family here in my birthday, and the lady said, is your birthday tomorrow? I will make mate for you. I said, how come? It's so fast. Yeah, I have to bake bread tomorrow, so I use the same oven. I go there, collect the leaves, I bake my bread, take the bread out of the oven, put the mate inside. And then I have my birthday a mate that was done one day before. And these people, they all work for that in the past, but this knowledge is kind of getting lost. And here's what we found. 10 kilometers away, that's the place, a photo of the area where we are on the top, and that U there, that's what's closed now. One beautiful thing. This is also a recruiting session, and I thought you would like to see it. This is called Sputnik, and every third family has a machine like that. They build their own vehicles. There's no license, they cannot drive in the city, but everybody in the countryside has their own cars. And they're a really funny machine, each one very different from the other. Sometimes jumping boiling water in the front and really wild. And they need all kinds of tools there. I think it's great we have fab labs, we have a maker space in urban centers, but I think anyone that loves those spaces and go there, we have a world of needs. And very simple, cutting mate, they use there, this big, how you call the knife, the big one?
Manchete.
They used to cut, and they cut even their fingers sometimes. So there are people now selling electrical scissors for $4,000 for them. So you have a glove that you don't cut your finger, very high tech. We brought from Germany for 30 euros a long scissor with telescopic arms. Very easy. No electricity needed. Very easy job, very safe. They don't have to climb the trees anymore. Just the idea, don't bring the new information. How can you do the process? And that's the beginning where we start to plant the araucarias around the area, taking the trees from the thing. And that's like an end planning. You can go further. It's now in that area. Can go one more chart. That area, there is now 2,000 trees planted. Probably now there is 1,000 only, and we have to replace this year. So the permaculture from Club Mate is running. But what we want to talk is the hacking space. Let's try to go faster to that now. And that's the thing that's 10 kilometers far away from there that was on sale there. Next chart? Yeah, this is on sale, and we got to stop because the son of the owner passed away, is like 20 years old, and he has a good heart and said, I give to you the land for a while, try to buy it, make a crowdfunding. But we got like the documents, so we can use that land, that forest. And underneath it, there is this 20 houses of people who have the knowledge, but have no jobs, have nothing here to do. So that's the idea to use. And that space there that's on sale, there is a barn, there is an old house, there is old growth, there's a kind of agroforest where there is ems, is mate trees planted with other things in between. They did already, but most is mate. Where the cat is mostly old growth. On the left, there is a water source and fields. Could be for medicinal herbs, could be whatever we like, but that's the playground that we have. Jens Ollig, who made that book on Hacker Browser, the man who made the blueprint of how to create a hackerspace, is a member of our association in Germany, is one of the supporters of this project. And what is needed to create... this is a chart about the wood. Let's go back. This is eucalyptus. You see in every manufacturer, they have the eucalyptus stored. And most of them that I visit, you see forests burning. They have the storage of proper monoculture to burn, to dry the mate. And when you go into the machine and the oven, it's wild wood burning. That's a sign of deforestation. It's cheaper. Or someone needs to buy new land to plant more soya. And what to do with the wood? So you get even an income. And that's, we need new electricity solution. That's our first family, mate farmers. That's how we pound our mate. It's a big machine connected to the river. The whole mate is produced without electricity. But we have also in the neighborhood there, where the Club Mate project is, an old turbine. The grandfather used to produce his own electricity. Now they stop. There is no prosperity, nothing going. But they used to have their own electricity there. And now they have from the city council something there. So that's also potential for us to develop energy source for rural areas. What is need? So that's what I'm coming here, recruiting people for. The first thing, we create matehack.org. Don't go there, it's a shame. Or go there if you are a weak gardener and want to help us. Because I'm not, I'm busy in something else. So first thing, we need someone that can collect all the information they have and put available for the people. Commons enthusiasts to conceptualize and implement the use of forest. We got the certification, this forest is for us for use. The first thing that I come is a grandmother on the road asked me, you are the new owner? I said, yes. Can I collect wood for my oven? And it hurt me to say no. Because if I allow her to get wood for her oven, her son, her niece, her cousins from the city might come to collect wood for her oven and sell wood. And then it's under my name, the land now. I can be sued for deforestation. So it's horrible to have the commons, and the first thing you have to do, you have to cut the entrance. I don't know, these people need education. That's the example of the Brazilian indigenous tribes in the north. It's a huge fight. The moment they give land to indigenous tribe, they start to fight inside because many of the indigenous tribe, there is the Suruis, they're like 5,000 people and have so much land as Belgium. They're very rich. They don't have food to eat, but they have so much. If you divide the land for each of them, they're so rich. So what they want to do? Sell my part. I want 3 cars. I want 6 televisions. I don't know what. So the first thing you give the land, they want to sell the wood. So we need lots of education for the people, how to work with a forest as a commons. Drying alternative, biohacking, energy production, tools, vehicles, spin-off productions. We can make from medicines to the research what else mate has. It doesn't have to be mate connected. It can be also for the food for the locals. And just one chart back. There is then the possibility downstairs to go in depth. I want to have questions now if you have. And we do in Berlin caffeine hackathons, where also social, but also they develop on coffee machines, open source. So they come the whole geeks there and produce things to get caffeinated. And it's in our space. And then we will be discussing it again there on September 10th. Last chart now, for whom you are doing that? First thing for the forest, by doing this project, it's a small thing, it's 12 hectares, but we can set a model there. Legalize those farmers and give technology for other farmers. for the farmers. That's the man who cut the finger there. That's my daughter eating mate there. For the children also to have a better product, a better quality. And thank you so much. And that's another presentation. If someone wants to know about mate beer and those things, what we did, it's also everything there. We can even try to do something live there. So now is question and answer. We have some 5-6 minutes. Please. Yes.
So I noticed there's a very big difference between that and like something like a Roland Monte.
I cannot hear very well.
Sorry. I just noticed that there's a very big difference between like the taste of Guayaki versus like a Rosa Mate. Like why is this the difference?
Guayaki starts sourcing from Paraguay. That also has lots of wild source, so that has a forest shaded. That's the thing. And it's a very good company. I must say Guayaki is one of I think besides the Metamate, the only two brands from outside. There are some others, but from outside South America, because we start from Berlin, they start from California, and they are doing lots of reforestation. But one thing, they are doing reforestation under the industry-based program. The farmers collect the leaves and they live in an industry. Different to what we are trying to do, that the farmer collect the leaves and dry it, and give us end product on the end. But still, it's very good, and the question is that sun-shaded or non-sun-shaded mate. That's the big difference.
How much space do you need to grow mate for like one person's consumption?
How much space you need to grow mate for one person consumption? Depends on the consumption. I drink 5 liters. My wife drinks 9 liters a day mate, so it's a lot. But one adult tree will make 10 kilos a year. So if you have 5 trees for your small group of friends, who do it. We are growing 2 trees in Berlin trying to do our independence, but it's very difficult.
So you would need a community garden or actual land. Is this something you could do off of your...
But the problem up to now, mate doesn't grow someone else. That's needed is kind of brown earth, a special climate. It goes to 0 degrees, not so long. I'm glad if someone can get it. But it's still not, nobody has mate from outside that area up to now. Everything comes from there. And so the idea that we go there and maybe learn more what this tree needs, what that people need, and how to process it better. So the idea is start a project over there, recruiting people for 1 month, 3 months, 5 months. You have locals to interact, we have a house, we have a space, and we want to put it alive now. Yes? It's not my scope. I'm trying to do only for my private enjoyment. I don't think that's the big way, but I don't think we can stop China on that. I know that I have been there a couple of times, so I'm sure the seeds are in trial. But it's not what I want to go for. I think there is more room to get back forest from monoculture areas. We started with Club Mate to make projects that bring higher income for the people, better quality of products, and especially in this community here of opinion makers, maybe people are aware which kind of food I'm getting, where it's coming from. I think that's more important than to try to grow economically for the product. Well, if there is one more. Oh, there, please. Where is the hackerspace? Nice. How long have you had the tree?
3 years.
Thank you. I have the experience of mate owners who have trees in their offices in Brazil, and we have in our bar in Berlin. I haven't seen one grow more higher than this. I don't know if that's not a moment that it stops. That's the experience. But I'm looking for if someone can find why and how to support it. And looking forward to catch up with you to. Yeah, we tried to cut, to clone that in Berlin. We tried to do, nothing worked up to now. We tried one experience in the forest. We took saplings, 100 of them, and plant into the forest. That was our first experience in 2010. We put in 100 baby trees like this. 1 year later, we find barely 10. But around it, full of new ones that are growing by itself. And much higher and stronger. That's the kind of learning we are trying it and seeing.
Have you considered that it's because of the biome in the soil that's around it and basically the chemical communication of the other plants and microbes around them?
Yes, that's what we believe. We hear that's very rich in minerals. Mate has 27 minerals, like full of potassium, calcium, magnesium, that earth makes it. And I believe also the whole ecosystem, because there is like the other trees that protect and come around. And it's the normal thing. You have a monoculture that's much more fragile than the forest. And this diversity, 30 kinds of mate in small rooms.
But also, in the community of plants, right? So if you have one tree by itself, it might be stunted. But it will actually produce chemicals that protect its offspring that are around it. And at some point, it'll actually make itself a sacrifice to draw pests to it in order to let other plants survive. So it might be sort of like that, where they're purposely stunting themselves because they think that they're protecting.
Very nice. And thank you. Thank you for sharing the
when
reasoning.
Thing.
Yeah, it's nice. Thank you. I think we are approaching the last 10 minutes now. 5 minutes that I hear here. Some other question? Please?
You may have already answered it, I'm not sure, but is Club Mate the kind that's grown in the shade?
Help me with the English expression, please.
Talk about the kinds of mate. It's best to be grown under the big trees in the forest. If you buy Club Mate, are you getting that better kind of mate?
I don't know. I've been twice at Club Mate. They told me that their mate is sourced from Argentina. They sourced the only ones from Brazil. I don't know if I could be sharing this information, so please don't write it, but I don't know for whom they get it. I can say that 80% of the forest is staying in Brazil side, and like 10% in Argentina. It could be lucky that they have a industry that gets from the forest on, but all the other Argentinian mate that you get in the market, it pretty looks like their companies producing for monoculture, a different style, so 60,000, 100,000 kilos a day. A farmer does 100, 400 kilos a week. It dries in 30, 40 hours. A farmer done mate, industry dries in 1.5 hour. So it's a fully different product. What you have downstairs to try is, you have the normal industry, forest harvest downstairs, it's called 23. There is a toasted called 42, and there is family gam. Family Tolati, family names, and that's a fully different story. 60,000 kilos a day, 400 kilos a week. That's so much also in the quality of it. If I would go esoteric, the imitation, these people is doing for their own food. They will eat what's that. I like very much industrial mates, but it's a different system. The people producing are not having access to eat what they're producing. It's a different level.
I am going to come down and talk to you, but are you aware of the P2P Foundation?
No.
Okay, so I'll come down and show you stuff, but look up P2PFoundation.net. There's going to be a conference about the commons and co-ops in Amsterdam, September 1st and 2nd.
Wow.
So not far
very
from
close.
You. And there's a lot of support for building commons that are healthy commons, and also building cooperative and collaborative organizations. So it might be a really good source for getting the help you need.
Thanks for sharing. Sure. There is a hacking space in Argentina that says their promotion is Mate is P2P. It's already very connected.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so let's close now. As I said, thanks also for Jonathan. We will be downstairs. There is a way to learn and also to support us to be here. There is some things that he's doing that we are doing from Germany to show, and some things for you to enjoy and try. And thanks so much, and have a great hope.